I want to thank Rav Lapiansky for coming. Just want to be Medea. Amidst some Thursday night, we're going to have Refaish Herzog, the president of Kedemorins, come and give a share about yain and grape juice and halacha for Pesach. And Amidst Hashem, next Tuesday night, we'll have Rav Shura come and give a drasha for before Pesach. Once again, Shkaich Rav Lapiansky.
Rishus the Mord Asra and the Rosh HaKoylel, I guess in the Achonis of Pesach, we sometimes forget some of the more Ruchnistic Achonis, approaching and understanding a little bit the Inyonim that are a little bit beneath the surface of Pesach. I want to start with the Etzem Musig of Acheiros from Abdus. Can't be anything simpler than that. The Gemara brings that Reb Nachman asked his Eved, Dur Avda, what would somebody do who freed you? Let's say somebody would free you and give you money. He says, I would be Mishabeach and Mahalal. He says, Patarto is son of Manishtana. That's the story. So we suffered. We were Avodim. Avodim is a terrible thing. And Baruch Hashem, Kosh Patuk is out. It's a very, very simple story. But there's a catch to it. It says in many places, but at least twice, it says, "Kili bnei Yisrael avodim, avodim heim ashatzeisos emeretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokeichem." The end of Bahar, Rashi brings it Mishpatim, quite a famous pasuk, that we are avodim, and the Chazal darshan that the Mechulta Darshan is Avodaihem v'lo Avodim l'Avodim, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has first dibs on us as Avdus. Vayis Chanan, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was paid to us in order to be Avodim. So, Be'etzim, we traded an Avdus for an Avdus. So let's go back again to Reb Nachman's a discussion, and let's phrase it. Imagine somebody buys an Eved from somebody else, and he demands a Karas HaToif, Vos Heist, I was paying you from him. Okay, now I'm working for you. What's the difference in whose field I'm picking cotton? Same thing. So if there's such a Hadgasha, such an emphasis on having been taken away from Avdus, when again we're Avdus. So Kosh Baruch was a wonderful Odin, maybe. Fine, but Tachlis, we're Avodim, and the question is just Avodai, Avodim to Avodim. Hard to understand. So what is that Nekud of Cheirus if now there's an Avdus again? That's a Nekud that I'd like to address. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a shame of Adnus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Av, and we're Bonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Melech, and we're an Am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an Odoin, and we're Avodim. So Av and Ben, we have a sense of what that is. A Melech and a Malchus, Eich Shaloyia, we have some sort of sense of it. And it comes with a certain chashivas to it, that if a person is at least he's part of a very big ummah, and the melech is very chashiv, and he's minatzeach, and he builds a tremendous country, so being part of it gives us some sense of grandeur with it. Eved, so yes, it's we are inferior v'chulu, but why is that a relationship? Once you have melech and am have a musig of a yira, a melech is shetei emosa lecha, you have to have that sense of awe. A king is halachically described as someone that can kill, by a say-so, it's tremendous authority. What are we adding with adnus and avdus? And yet, it is a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adnus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, but the Inyanim of Mitzrayim start with that name. The very first, the Yesod of the Yesodis of going down to Mitzrayim is a nevuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avraham Avinu, the Brisbein Absarim, and the Brisbein Absarim starts with Avraham Avinu saying, V'yem Avraham, Aleph Dalet Nun and Yud Alekim Atitali. And Chazal say it was the first person to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shem Adnos. This is it. Shalim asked, what about this Apash before the Sayyidina Mukhti Mechot Torah? This is it. So the segue to this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him Geyaza Achon, and all of this starts with the Kriya Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adai. So let's be misbein a little bit in the concept of avdus and adnus. What is the tragedy of an eved? Why is avdus something that is shol tachtus? So people think somebody works very, very hard and gets paid very little and all of those in yanim. That's our first, muskel rishon, our first glimpse at an eved, is the hardship of the life. There are people who work arguably as hard as an eved, and they're not avodim. Their struggle with day-to-day bread is very difficult. Something a little closer to heart, something that at least I remember it, people who would be working for somebody else would open up a store. They would usually work much harder hours, longer hours, much less vacations when they owned the store. Some of them would be quite successful and it would morph into a very, very successful enterprise. But for many people, the difference wasn't very big. And yet when they were working for somebody else, they were very unhappy. And when they worked for themselves, they were happy. What changed? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, and the strongest drive is survival. So, survival physically, a person does whatever it takes to survive. But then there's a deeper sense of survival, and that's atzmius, self. And a person needs to feel that he is realizing himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into us the same koyach that a person runs from fire and goes to someplace where there's food and water and keeps pushing himself to survive physically. That same koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, into every human being, that he has a she'ifa. He has some ambition for something, and the person drives a whole life trying to realize himself. If he's not a big bal nefesh, it's financial wealth that makes it. If he's not a big bal nefesh, it's fame. It's many different things. But tachlis, it's a sense of a person having brought out from himself the various abilities and potential, and realizing himself. An eved is devoid of that. It's almost as if somebody took the body, lopped off the head, and is using the body. It's not as if, it is. So I take the human being, I bifurcate the head and ambition and hope and vision, everything like it, and take the body and work it like a shor, like a chamar. For somebody that has that sense, a minimal sense of anoichias. The And that's why Avdus is so bad, and as opposed to Ben Chayrin, who can now make his own decisions, build his own life, and realize himself. That's Avdus and Atus. When we talk about a person's own life, now I have a person that doesn't have any type of foreign shibud or foreign oil. Every person in himself has different drives and desires. So a person wants to be a very successful doctor, let's say. He also wants to hack around. Right now, I feel like patchkening. So which one is realizing myself? I ask, what do you want? I want to just lay around doing nothing. But you have to study for a test. Well, I just feel like doing nothing. But don't you want to be a doctor? So in a person's own makeup, in his own psychic makeup, there are different ritzoinus and different parts of his self. And the key to being able to realize yourself is finding the nekuda of your personality that should be the adon and being mishabed the rest of it to it. So the person finds himself the nekuda that this is who I am, so my real rutzen is to accomplish X. B'meila, this koyach have to be mishabit, this koyach, this koyach. I need to harness all the koyaches to realize myself. If a person lets every koyach in his body do what it wants, he'll get no place, nowhere, no time. Nothing will work. So in a person's own personal mitzias, a person needs to dehair what is the Adnus Sheboit, what Koyach is primary, and then he needs to be Meshabed all other parts of himself to be that. The Ribbono Shel Olam put into every single Yid a Chelek Elokai Mimal. If we're to ask ourselves, what is the core of a person? A Chelek Elokai Mimal. What does that mean? So we don't know what that means. Be'etzem, just like we don't know what Ribbono Shel Olam means be'etzem. But one thing we can say, the part of the person that resonates with Ratzon Hashem is that Chelek Elokai Mimal. Of all our myriad Ritzonos, the Chelek that is in sync with the Torah, the chelek that wants to give, the chelek that wants to think, the chelek that wants to reach out. That chelek of the person is the chelek lakai, and that's his core. All the other koiches are there to help him realize that mitzvahs. So the oilam of mitzvahs and the oilam of a person's own personal neshama and life consists of a core, we'll call that the adam, and everything else that has mishtabit to it. Our key to avodas Hashem is two oils, oilos. One is oil malchus shemayim, and one is oil mitzvahs. Why two? I mean, if a person comes in and he says, he takes a shulchan aruch, and he says, whatever it says, I'll be mekayim. So what else is there? Why not oil mitzvahs? Oil mitzvahs is practical. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do all of this. What's the Kabbalah's oil malchus shemayim beforehand? The answer is Kabbalah's oil malchus shemayim sets on a person what is his mitzias. Kabbalah's oil puts the picture right. What am I striving for? The mitzvahs are not just random tzivuyim. They're there to be, these are the koichas that become a shubid to realize something. And the realization of that is Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim. So, Shibud is the key to realizing yourself, but the difficulty is identifying the nekuda of self, identifying the nekuda that is the person's etzem metzias, which we identify with being similar to, parallel to, of chelka kai mimal, and everything else that will follow with it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two shemos that are interchangeable in a strange way. Zeh shmi v'zeh zichri. There's yudke vavke, which we write, and there's the usual pronunciation, which is aleph dalet nun yud. How do we get? I understand we don't use shem yudke vavke. We don't say it because that's hoger by seyosef and so on. But how does it become avos? And it's an extraordinary relationship. If you ever look at Sfari Sidurim, they'll have Yudke Vovke with Aleph Dalet Nun interwoven very strangely. It's almost as if it's one name. Lahalocha, there's in Gemara Shavuos, the Gersoyos and the Rishonim, and Tosis brings a Gersa, that just like you can't erase part of Yudke Vovke, and if you wrote the Yud and the He, you can't erase it. If you write the Aleph and Dalet of Adnus, you can't erase it either. Even though it doesn't mean anything. So, I think the Torah Chaim there says, so what Gdol HaChronim, that Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud corresponds to Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei exactly. And therefore, they go hand in hand. If a Yud of Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei has Kedusha, then the Aleph, if the Yud and the Hey of the Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei have the Kedusha, the Aleph and Dalet have Kedusha also. So Aleph Dalet and Yudke Vovke are very parallel. The Maral says, and again, it's not easy, but it's such a core yisoid lies in this. The Maral says in Parshas Beshalach, there's a pasuk as soon as they leave Mitzrayim, and as soon as they're ready to go on. So it says, They mishabeach the nisim and so on, and then it says in the pasuk like this: Zekeli vanveyu al kiver menu. I am going to build a beis hamikdash for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It says that, and then we have a pasuk. Migdash Hashem koni yodecha, mochoin l'shiftecha pa'alta Hashem, Migdash Hashem koni yodecha. The Maral focuses on how the pasuk is, how the timing work, but he points out the first half, mochoin l'shiftecha pa'alta Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a mokum for yeshivasoi. That Shem Hashem is Yudke Vovke. Migdash Hashem Konedecho is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and he explains the timim emphasizing this. And the Maral says the Beis Migdash consists of two layers. The Migdash Lamala is Yudke Vovke. The Migdash Lamata is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Like it says in the pasuk, the first half is Mochel Lishivtecha Pa'alta Hashem is the Migdash Lamala, and the Migdash Lamata is Migdash Aleph Dalet Nun. We'll try to explain it Kifi Arkeinu. The Adnus, when a stranger takes somebody and he enslaves him, we said, I'm losing myself, and my whole Metzias is becoming a vehicle for somebody else. Ein lecha misa gdoyla mizu. It's the worst type of dissolution of a person. When I find my nekuda of self and realize it, be'emes, then I have no greater sense of achievement and existence. A person who doesn't realize himself doesn't exist. If anybody will take a look at Rav Hutner's father, I don't know anything much about him. I think he was a chashva person, was very, very tarud, parnasa, I assume, and things like that. Never had a chance, felt to have a chance to realize himself. And there's a letter in the letters with Rav Hutner where he expresses a certain sense of yush, very striking, about not having been able to fulfill himself, to realize himself. When a person realizes himself, then the person begins to be. This is who I am. I exist. Mikdash, when a person is meshabed himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hargosh of it, it's not only the hargosh, but the emes of it is, it's not the pshat, I gave up myself. I found myself. Because be'etzem, chelek, and the whole means it's the same. So when a person is mekayim, the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is my ratzon, it begins to realize it in himself. What is havaya, existence, lamala, is realized through adnus lamata. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash down here is called the Mokom Avoda. From Evet, Avoda, it's the Mokom of Adnus, and it realizes itself as the Mokom of Havaya and existence in the big picture. So the whole concept of Avdus and Adnus goes to the core of what a person is and what a person needs to be in order to become, in order to start existing. When Avram called out HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adon, and it's interesting, Chazal say, nobody called me Adon until Avram. Chazal say that Adam Arishan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asked him, what's my name? And he said, Adon. But he didn't call HaKadosh, he didn't, so to speak, treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the shame Adon. To call HaKadosh Baruch Hu out, Aleph Dalet, my Adon, Avram initiated it. Once there was that hakara of Ribbono Shel Olam as Adon, that set this train in motion. We went through Avdus and Adnus, and we learned Al Psoreinu. We learned the musig of Adnus and Avdus. Adnus and Avdus became something branded in us, almost kepshutai in Yetzias Mitzrayim. It was, we went to Beis Avodim. Think of it. As soon as Avram was Kaira HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, called him with Shem Adnus, and he said, Bama Eida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here is the process. We live through Avdus and Adnus of the negative type. And now, but we understood what it means to be Meshabit. Without Shibut, there is no realization of self. If a person does, quote-unquote, what he wants, he'll never do what he wants. Because what the hand wants and what the foot wants and what the stomach wants and what the nose wants, each one wants its own things and the person will come no place. What the Adam Bifnim, what the person really wants, it requires being meshabed all his kaiches and bringing it out. My Rabbi Reb Chaim Shulevitz used to have, our Rabbi Reb Chaim Shulevitz, used to have a shmooze about Yaakov Avinu. It says that he was able to roll the rock off the bear, but says the pasuk, nobody else could do it. So he said, we don't find that he was a gibor, l'shem shnei gibor. The Torah doesn't call him a gibor anywhere. This is one thing he did. So he would quote the Python. It says, Yichad Lev V'golol Evan Malpi Bear. Yichad Lev means he put put all of his kohos together. It's like when they have the karate chop and you learn how to concentrate all of your effort on one point. And the amount of power a person has when all of his body is focused on one point is incredible. The reason why we don't have much power is because there's a lot of us. Each and every person has a lot of different angles, and the hand pulls back, and the foot pulls back, and the nose is something else, and so on and so forth, and each one is doing its own thing. But when a person learns Shibud, then all of it comes together, and the person has very little boundaries to realizing himself. So the understanding of what it means that a person becomes an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that his koiches become focused on the nekuda of himself, which is identical to the nekuda of Ribbono Shel'Olam. The same anoichi that gave Aseres HaDibros lies in every person. Every person has a nekuda called anoichi. And if he follows through the rest, the person realizes himself. Without a person being able to become the Odin on himself and Vishabit himself, then the person is not a Ben Chayri. He's a big of a Varet. Yetzias Mitzrayim gave us that Nekuda of learning how to be Mishabit ourselves and putting it together. I'd like to spend a few minutes and speak about somebody who maybe the Tzibbe heard of, but it's so alien to a Litvisha world and to Litvisha city, and the, a big tzaddik was Nifta a week ago, Skelener Rebbe, and it's hard for somebody who grew up and didn't grow up in that world to appreciate and understand. People spoke, he was, in many areas, he was a quintessential tzaddik. His kedusha was incredible. Kedusha Zeinayim. I remember he spoke at the Asifa for the technology. Many people found it strange almost, because he was so far removed from what we wallow in, that it's like he's in a different world. He is. His personal desires and cravings were basically non-existent. What he ate was hard to figure out how that translated into anything a person could live on. Didn't sleep. But he was shefeya. He flowed with a tremendous Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a tremendous Ava for people. He was, when people went to him, they had a sense of like a grandfather, like somebody who just exuded Ava. His pashtus, he built institutions not for his chassidus, it was all for kids in other places. And his own extraordinary Mesiras Nefesh, him and his father, they stayed in Romania till they couldn't. And the communist regime, they kind of tolerated him for a while, and then they were mercilessly beaten, tortured him, his father. And no self, nothing. So we think of these things as very separate, very, very separate, different nice things, big tzaddikim. We have a hard time putting a finger on it. Well, I assume for most of us, a world of a very big Talmud Chacham is a world that we're familiar with. So a person learned a lot, knows a lot, spends nights learning. You see Chachma. We see it through a lens of Chachma, and we've become accustomed to that. But what exactly is an Eved Hashem? How exactly do you describe it? He does many, many mitzvahs, stays away from many, many affairs. And the incredible part of it is, for us, everything we don't do, everything the Torah tells us not to do, is a burden. And we chafe at it. It's an avdus of sorts. Okay, what can you do? The Rebbe said you can't do it, you can't do it. We oblige. But how in the world are you supposed to look at it positively? How in the world are you supposed to look besimcha at it? And here you have a person who kamat took nothing from the world and was so shefeya with simcha. Many people, if they don't eat for a day, they're the crabbiest people. After a tinness, you don't want to say hello to anybody. You want to make sure he ate first, you ate first, and then you schmooze. And how is somebody who has almost zero gashmius input shefeya with such ava and such chemla and everything about it? And the answer is because it's exactly the opposite of what we imagine. When a person has different ritzonos, it says b'losa suru achir levafay chenechem. When the eyes are busy looking someplace else, when a person has other tanugim to touch base with, everything comes watered down. The person in as much the corruption of the English language is that one word comes taiva and ava. What somebody who's a balbasa does, and a father kissing a daughter under the chuppah comes in the same name, because they're not mafkin. But when a person's koiches of ava are meshubit to what's right and to what's kaddish, to nishmas Yisrael, to teres alakim, to everything, then all that incredible koiches come there. It's the furthest thing from being a grab bag of different things. And it's something where when you see a person who's harnessed all his koiches, the b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'idecha, is v'ahavtas Hashem elokecha. The pasuk is a pasuk that attaches v'ahavta and b'chol levavcha nafshecha. Because so long as the different chalakim of the body are busy with different inyanim, so the ava is a fraction, small fraction of what it can be. But when there's b'chol of every part of a person put together, then all of that, the yichad leiv to become ava, is incredible. It's something that you can't test. It's a mela Talmud Chochem, we can measure something. There's a sefarim put out, people ask them shaylas, people ask them all over. We can quantify it. These are inyanim that it's hard to quantify. And a lot of times the stories not only don't do justice, take away from it because it's not the stories. If a person is zeicha to be miskarev to somebody who's an Eved Hashem, he feels that incredible sense of it. And the question is, how does a human being bring out such otherworldly kochos of nefesh, of chemla, of simcha? And the answer is because we all have a nekuda of otherworldliness in us. We do have it. But so long as it's not a master over us, then the avodim take over the farm and they run it. And the master hides somewhere in a basement because he knows avodim don't like masters a lot. But when a person is able to put down the point of focus and make that the odin on all his koiches, then it's an incredible amount of power, because all of that comes back to where it should have been. All of it comes meshubit to one point. The becholavav, becholavav medecha, it's not a sacrifice. It's an accruement of every single fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed the person with to become bahafta. It's something
you know, I know it's a world that today is you know, if you're not in this world, you're not in that world, and people, I don't know if people felt and understood what it is. It's something you have to be in proximity. It's telling over the stories. It's not the Mavsim, and it's not anything else. The outpouring of how many people came to Zlavaya, and he had no institutions. The shtibel was a tiny shtibel. He had no yeshivas. He had nothing of it, and he was everybody's. Because he had nothing of his own, he was everybody's. That's a dogma of somebody we had. But as far as Pesach goes, understanding Avdus and Adnus in a whole different light, understanding it as being not a suffering, it was a transformative experience. It was something that a person, I've heard sometimes from people, I heard from somebody who went through, who lived through Siberia, and he said on the one hand, he lost some of his best years of life of learning. On the other hand, he said, I realized what a human being can do. I realized how unlimited people's kochos are. Understanding that Avdus and Adnus is the yesod of a person's metzias, what's called havaya lamala, existence in the essential sense of the word, is Adnus when it comes lamaisa. Hashem is nikra. Hashem is the words that you write in cold stone are yudke vavke. The living God is Adnus. It's the discipline of harnessing all of self. And Be'ez Hashem, Pesach, Abolein, Otoiva, we should be Toyim Atam Cheirus, which means the ability to become our own masters, the ability to be free of someone else enslaving our koiches, but having the power to line up all our koiches, to be meshabedit to the goal of realizing ourself, the anoich in every single person. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zeichet to that cheres and that gulub meher v'yimeinu.